Now, this is rather concerning, but let's not jump the gun. I'm just going to read this report a little bit, and of course, I'm going to comment on it. I want to get your guys' opinion, but this right here is a very bad sign for Neil Gorsuch, the U.S. Supreme Court nominee. This is by Heather Clark on the Christian News Network. They do a great job with a lot of their reports. The U.S. Supreme Court nominee, Neil Gorsuch, a fetus is not a person under the law. That's what he is saying. Now, I was under the impression originally that we were finally going to roll back Roe v. Wade. But apparently not. During his second day of questioning for his Senate confirmation, Trump, U.S. Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch, said that he accepts Roe v. Wade as the law of the land and its opinion that a fetus is not a person. Now, he was being interviewed, of course, by senators. How could you square that statement with legal abortion? Durbin inquired. Let me go back to the... hang on one sec. On Sunday, Senator Dick Durbin asked Gorsuch about a sentence in his book, The Future of Assisted Suicide and Euthanasia, in which he concluded that all human beings are intrinsically valuable and the intentional taking of human life by private persons is always wrong. How could you square that statement with legal abortion? Durbin inquired. Gorsuch, currently a judge with the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, said that abortion is different because the unborn are not legally recognized as people. Now, this is somebody who's supposed to be on our side. Senator, as the book explains, Supreme Court of the United States has held in Roe v. Wade that a fetus is not a person for purposes of the 14th Amendment. And that book explains that Gorsuch replied. Do you accept that? Durbin asked. That's the law of the land. I accept the law of the land. Senator, yes, Gorsuch answered firmly. As previously reported on Tuesday, Gorsuch told Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley that he believes Roe v. Wade is precedent and has been repeatedly reaffirmed, and that a good judge should treat it accordingly. Senator, I would tell you that Roe v. Wade, decided in 1973, is the precedent of the United States Supreme Court. It has been reaffirmed, Gorsuch replied emphatically. The reliance interest considerations are important there, and all the other factors that go into analyzing precedent have to be considered. It is a precedent of the United States Supreme Court. It was reaffirmed in Casey in 1992, and in several other cases, he repeated. So a good judge will consider it as precedent of the United States Supreme Court, worthy as treatment of precedent like any other. Are you kidding me? I was under the impression that we were finally going to start getting rid of abortion in America. But it looks like abortion's not going anywhere because of Roe v. Wade. Now, Trump had said he was going to do something about abortion. Let's see what happens. Who knows right now? As I've said multiple times, I'm not necessarily against Trump, but I'm also not necessarily for him. I'm waiting and seeing what he does. I know that there is a massive fight going on right now. There have been so many bills and so many laws that Trump has tried to put forward, and they're not working because there's such this division in Congress. Nothing is, it's a stalemate, put it that way. They don't want anything going forward, so they're blocking it at every angle. But with this is not good. Now, as for other issues, who knows? But with this part, I was under the impression that we were finally going to stop abortion. And I think a lot of you were as well. But Judge Neil Gorsuch, who is the U.S. Supreme Court nominee, a fetus is not a person under the law. That's what he says. Let me know what you guys think. That's all I've got. God bless and carry on.